Before we start the show, we would like to acknowledge the traditional owners and custodians of the land on which this show is being recorded today, the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation. We also pay our respects to their elders, past, present. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land.
Are you ready? To get hot. Very hot. Very Abby. Australia's cheeky bestie, Abby Chatfield, is about to turn the heat up.
Looking for some hot nights, baby, with Abby. I need some hot nights, baby, tonight. I want some hot nights, baby, with Abby. Gotta have some hot nights with Abby Chatfield tonight.
Podcast.
What's up, everybody?
Looking for the podcast, baby, this evening.
You found one.
You found a great one.
Oh, by the way, talking about podcasts, I was listening, after I listened to mine this morning, I was listening to, or ours, lol.
Jesus.
Do you have any good money podcasts? Because I was actually listening to a money podcast today, and I was like, I wouldn't mind listening to more of these, because I need to be good with my money.
No, I listen to history podcasts and things fun and interesting. That She's on the Money is good.
I heard that's a good one.
Yeah, people do, and she's lovely. But I find it incredibly boring. I did a whole uni degree in economics. Why would I?
Good point.
Sorry, I just said the F word.
Also, whatever. We just have to be a little explicit on it now.
Oh yeah.
Oh sorry. Well, I was jazzy with the hands. Obviously, did the beep.
You beeped it. Yeah. So. Tonight was fun.
Big show.
But
tonight.
I'm so glad we cleared something up.
Oh, yeah.
During Slug Chat.
We did Slug Chat.
You betrayed me, but we'll see how.
Well, I wasn't as open as I probably should be.
Well, yeah, and our friendship, will it be fine? I'm not sure.
Really? Still think that? You still feel that way?
Well, I'm going to have to call Mum and see how she feels. Oh, we'll see how we go.
Oh, okay. All right.
Keep listening.
We'll do some batch chat now. Hold on.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
Batch chat. What we're going to do? Going to chat batch at you.
What is that? It's also not a good day for Kai.
Batch chat.
Was he singing that?
Also, we're gonna chat batch at you.
Yeah. No right of reply. There's no right of reply today, guys.
We're going to chat batch at you.
So here we come.
Tongue twister. Right, so there is some batch chat. So obviously The Bachelor has started filming this week.
Yep.
It's actually started filming later than usual. Usually it's in March, so it's been, it's a little bit late this year.
Yeah.
But they're filming on the Gold Coast this year.
Cool.
Not in Sydney, as I usually do. And there's been some photos taken, some paparazzi photos. Now, paparazzi, taking photos of me, hate them.
Mm-hmm.
Getting me gossip, love them.
Of course.
So thank you to the paparazzi who got this.
Up Queensland, not as much to do up there. They're ready.
They're ready. I reckon people would have gone from Sydney, though, flown to Gold Coast to try and do this. Don't you think so?
And they make a bit of money doing that, right?
A little bit. Yeah. Like, for this exclusive.
Bit of fun, too.
Yeah, whoever got this pic of this very tall man with a rose in his hand standing on what looks to be like a lawn bowls field.
Yeah.
Whoever got that photo is probably got a couple of $1,000.
That does. Well, right. Okay. Well, it could look, kind of looks like a park.
Oh, yeah.
Looks like that. Kind of like, looks like New Farm Park, maybe.
As you know me, always got lawn bowls on the mind.
Sorry, you do. You do. Sometimes people actually call her Cracker Jack. She's well known for the flipper. No?
They do. Why would you tell everyone that?
Sorry, well now.
That's so embarrassing. So there's been a new Bachelor that has been, I guess, revealed. People are saying speculated because like, oh, is he? But he's standing filming something with a rose in his hand on a date. Like, it's pretty self-explanatory. His name is Felix Von Hoff.
Great name.
Very good name.
Great name.
Good. I mean, I'm not sure if I'd like to marry into that name, but let's just say.
Abby Van Hoff. I don't mind.
It's Von, not Van.
Von Hoff?
Von Hoff.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, he's my age, actually. He's 6'5", and he is from East Melbourne and plays for the Melbourne Tigers basketball, I think.
Yeah, that's
basketball.
Yeah. Yep.
And he's a team captain or something. I don't really get it, but, like, I wonder how much they paid him.
Yeah, right. Well, I don't think the Tigers aren't in the NBL. Tigers were in the NBL, and they went down to NBL 1.
Really?
Because the Tigers were, and then they were, now that then they became Melbourne United.
Okay.
Which is the new one.
Did they merge or something?
No, they just became United.
Boring,
and Tigers
basketball chat, boring. Anyway, then they also, this is batch chat.
I'm trying to help.
This is batch chat, not b-ball chat.
Oh, sorry, ball chat.
We're going to batch chat at them.
Oh, sorry.
We're not going to b-ball chat at them. We can do that next segment.
Can we? No.
No, boring.
All right, so that's
but
Hoffy. Yep.
In a twist of events.
Oh, really?
There is another speculated bachelor.
Is there?
A transformation coach.
Oh, God.
Thomas Malucelli?
Yeah.
Malucelli, I reckon.
Malucci. Malucelli. Yeah.
Malucelli. Sorry. Sorry
right.
to the Italians again. Sorry. Public enemy
here
number
we
one
go.
Yet again.
More Italian hate.
Yet again.
Oh, I forgot.
But hey. He's a transformation coach. I would love for you to tell me what you think a transformation coach is, babe.
Well, look, I would imagine a transformation coach would be anything between like emotional transformation, maybe a spiritual transformation. Maybe if you need exercise, he'll help you with that.
What do you think?
Style,
a
like good look. He's, I mean, I don't know, good looker. He look good looking rooster. This
yeah,
one.
He's good looking.
I think he looks better than the other bloke. But that's not just what it's about, though. Obviously, is it?
No, it's not. Obviously, it's superficial. But I wonder what a session would look like. Maybe if he is a bachelor, when he comes on, I can ask him to do a sesh.
Actually, that would be good.
Yeah, get him to do a sesh. And then we can...
With you?
With both of us to transform our lives. Because we're both failing miserably with our national radio show. We're really having a hard
starting,
time.
Not starting off right. So maybe potentially there might be two
of them.
Well,
this is the thing. There might be two... Is there more? Have we only caught two so far?
Could be like Pokemon.
I mean, if there's... Because they did more than one with Ellie's season.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
They did the sisters.
The sister vibes.
Didn't rate well at all.
Didn't, did it.
Yeah, really, really, really badly.
Bad
anyway,
one.
And I'm wondering if they think this will fix the ratings.
How did you go with like all that? I mean, it was kind of like this one... Because if there's... Maybe a couple of them. There might be all kind of competing for two. Like,
well, I'm wondering if it's going to be like at the end it flips. Say if there's like, let's say there's like four or something. Like, let's aim high.
Four batches.
Let's say there's four. In my mind, there's
four. They all get a corner of the house.
Yeah, exactly. And imagine at the end there's like eight girls left. I'm like, okay, who do you want?
Two
and
each.
Then, and then it changes. Well, then they go, okay, I want this one. And it's like kind of like a Love Island or like a Bachelor in Paradise thing where you have to match up your preferences.
So you could potentially have a few of them on the go.
Yeah, like the election, like preferential voting where you're like, oh, 1 to 7. You have to like figure out the best. Like, you go together, you go together.
Set up a polling booth
yeah.
for the Bachelor.
Yeah. So I reckon, a few on the go, multiple dating. And usually, obviously, the one person, like the Bachelor or the Bachelorette is dating 20 to... 30 people.
And you didn't mind that, did you? You were okay. You were kind of okay
I
with the whole,
really care, to
the
be
whole like
with
heaps
you.
Of people out fighting for old mate.
Yeah,
spaceman.
I didn't really care. I mean, who's the only one that's still friends with them? Anyway, so like, okay. But I don't mind.
Yeah.
But I think it's going to take a lot of admin, like mental admin, because how are they going to remember names?
Yep.
How are they going to remember, like, life stories, experiences? One of the girls on my season got really upset when Matt forgot that, like, she spoke French or, like, what year she left. And it was something like that, and she got really upset.
Oh, there's, like, 20... There's, like, 25 girls. Like, I know he's, like, a spaceman, but he's not going to remember everything.
Yeah.
Smart dude, but not...
Yeah. Like, it's not just remembering names. It's remembering, like, life backstories.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Multiple people on the go,
man. Have you ever rostered?
Have I ever rostered?
Yeah.
I've tried to roster.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've tried. And then at one point, a few years ago, I think the most I had the roster was 3.
Oh.
And it just all came like crashing down. They all like, they kind of didn't know about each other. Then 2 of them were in the same space and they all kind of knew each other. They didn't know about me. And then I just was like, this is too much drama and I won't do it again. And I haven't.
So you were a naughty little slug.
I was the sluggiest. I was being a super slug.
One of them went, hey, do you have slime on your shoulder?
Yeah. I know where he is. Follow the trail. Yeah.
Turn around.
What about you? You were that. You got a roster
no.
at all? Oh.
No. Babe, too time poor.
But
like,
what about when you weren't too time poor?
No, like, I've always been time poor. I was doing full-time uni and full-time work. I had 3
That's
jobs
in
12. I never been time poor.
That is true.
So I've always just been too busy.
Always. You've always been time poor.
Always time poor. Oh, but poor, poor Chatfield. Anyway, so we want to ask you all, have you ever had a roster, more than one person dating at once?
Yep.
How many did you have? How many is okay to have? Is it okay at all? Is it a moral issue?
Yeah, well, whatever you, however you feel about it.
What do you think about it? 131060, your thoughts, feelings, and emotions on dating more than one person at once.
Take calls next.
Hot Nights Podcast.
Batch chat, batch chat. What we're going to do? Going to chat batch at you.
And that's a threat.
Yeah.
We're going to chat batch at you.
Can we make a note too, by the way? This is now the opener for everything Bachelor related.
Everything. And so, we have a whole season coming up.
Yep. So the whole season, if we have any of them on.
Yeah.
The Bachelor, maybe there might be more than one Bachelor. They are only getting Batch Chat at you.
What's rumour, isn't it? There's more than one
rumor,
Bachelor.
Rumour, we don't know.
So we thought we'd ask, you know, have you ever had a roster?
Yeah.
Have you ever dated more than one person at once?
Yeah.
So, Micaiah, is it Micaiah?
Hi, yes.
Micaiah.
Yes, Micaiah.
I think it's Micaiah.
It's Micaiah.
Micaiah.
Gorgeous. Have you had a roster?
Yes, I currently have one.
And how does it work? Give us the lowdown.
So basically, I have like my main partner.
Yeah.
And then we say we're in an open relationship.
Vibes.
Hmm.
And then I'm currently seeing three other guys.
Now, how do we have time for this? Do you have like a schedule? Give me some tips, because I'm in an open relationship, but I haven't done anything with anyone yet.
So basically, I would say I'm with my partner most weekdays, and then on the weekends, I kind of hang
free
out
for
with
all.
Just whoever. Yeah.
Yeah. Looking forward to the weekend.
They're looking forward to the weekend.
Absolutely. Georgie, have you ever had a roster?
Hello, Abby. I'm such a fan.
Oh, thanks, Gorge.
I have had a roster, but I tell you what, though, I think for me, the big thing is it becomes a distraction. Like, I'm trying to get away with what's going on. And I feel like if you're really interested in one person, just see that one person.
Yeah.
Like, put your eggs in their basket, you know, get to know them. And if you're done with them, move on.
Think
about how many millions of men there are on this planet.
I agree. See how it goes. Go full throttle.
Yeah.
And then if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out.
Yeah. That's what producer Max and I were saying we do.
You know, nothing ventured, nothing gained.
Correct. Correct.
Sharon, what do you think about rosters?
No, I think it's fine, especially when you're trying to find a partner and you're on a dating site and you need to try a few out. Just sort of book them in.
You do got to hook them in.
You got to hook them in. And also, then you aren't as available to one person. You're mysterious. They're thinking, what's going on with it? What's she up to? And you're on a date with someone else.
What about now, Sharon? You got a roster now, or is this back in the day, or what's your vibes?
I'm on the way to a date. I've just pulled up and I'm sitting on a bench talking to you like I'm holding him up at the gate.
Oh.
I've got one for tomorrow night, and then I've got two for the weekend. Just trying to narrow it down.
Sounds like Sharon is the one who is.
So Sharon is four rosters.
Yeah. Time for Sharon.
On the podcast, things are very hot. Very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
It's time for the movie game.
It's time for the movie game. It is both my favorite and least favorite game. My favorite when you lose.
Oh, right.
My least favorite when you win, because you're a smuggy sluggy.
You're a smuggy McSlug
when you win. Here's what happens. Because Rowan walks around going, movie man, get out the way.
Yeah.
On the first day I was in the office, I was like, oh, what? Does that guy like movies? Everyone went, yeah, it's all he talks about.
Because here's the thing, guys. Here's the thing. I knew Chatfield was a big deal walking in here. I wanted to maybe big deal her.
Yeah. Like, I have a really niche skill set that you'll never have, Chatfield.
That's what I try to do.
Yeah. So it worked. I was shaking in my sneakers.
Can you imagine that she was intimidated by the slug?
By the movie man.
Sorry, the movie man. Slimy.
And I also know nothing about movies.
No.
So perfect time for me to learn.
Yeah. Perfect time. I try and help.
And you do help.
Do I help?
Yeah.
Good.
You know, it actually has helped me because I get to learn. Hmm. I then can say, I can chime in on conversations a little bit.
Chime in. You're not one to chime, are you?
No, I usually am quite quiet. Wallflower, people call me. This should be Hot Nights with the Wallflower.
Oh, we can change that. We can make that work.
Yeah. So here's what happens.
Yes.
I read out a vague synopsis of a movie, and you or our beautiful contestant, Chase.
What up, Chase?
Hey guys, how you going?
Good.
Sweet, thanks.
Has to guess what it is. Names as buzzers.
Yeah.
Let's test them out now.
Movie Boy.
And Chase.
Chase.
Great.
Great.
Now, best of three, names as buzzers. Yep. Chase, if you beat the movie boy right now, he will then be the movie baby.
Yes.
And that is going to bring me a lot of joy. So if you don't, I will be upset. I will get your phone number and I might troll you for a little bit.
Oh, Chase, how would you feel about Abby Chappell having your phone number? I mean, I know that some people might quite like that.
She might actually have to just talk to my wife about that one.
No, it's a mean thing. It's not like.
So you troll Chase.
That's what I said.
I'm not the troll.
No. Chase.
Still living.
No. Get it together.
Okay, Chase. Right? You ready, bro? All right.
Let's go.
Two young girls who look similar are strangers.
Chase. And,
yes?
Oh. White chicks.
Chase. Oh. No, Chase.
Oh, that's giving me a...
Oh! She said two young girls who
love it.
Chase! White chicks!
Do you want me to finish, Slug?
Obviously, please finish. So funny.
Until circumstances unites them, the young girls both only have one parent in their lives. Each parent lives on the opposite side of the world from another. After meeting at camp, the two girls who look similar realize they have a biological connection. They are sisters. They engineer a plan to live each other's lives. If the scheme works, it might just make the family whole again.
Okay, so I think I know the movie, but the title escapes me.
Do we give Chase
movie
a free...
Movie Boy!
Yep.
Is it? And I have... And I've definitely seen it. And it was Child Star? Yes, was it? Was it Parent Trap?
Yes.
Okay, it was. I wasn't sure. I was about to say Freaky Friday, and then Chase went, Chase, white chicks!
Chase. No, heads up, Chase. The next one isn't white chicks. All right.
Sorry, bro. That's so funny. Thank you. I needed that on a Monday.
On to the next.
Oh, okay. Sorry,
Chase. A trio of elite private investigators armed with the latest high-tech tools, high-performance vehicles.
Maybe Marshall.
Yep.
I'm going to go out on a limb here, on a Chase-like limb, and say Charlie's Angels.
Yes.
Is it really? Sorry, Chase. I was just trying to take you. I didn't think that was right.
Chase.
What's up, baby?
Chase, had enough. So now you're the movie man once again. Now I have to wait two more weeks you're the movie... I'm so done with this.
Chase, thank you for playing there, man.
Thank you, Chase. I love the enthusiasm, and it made us laugh. That's all we can ask for.
Any last words, Chase?
Pardon?
Nothing.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast. Hot Nights Podcast.
Hey, babe. So, as you know, I launched my... Hey! Very tired, everyone. Not sure if anyone can tell. Just five shows in 8 days.
Listen. It's a fun energy in here tonight, and I'm riding it. I'm ready to go.
And I had two sales traps so far, so.
It's not much, considering what you have been like sometimes.
I know, babe, and that's how tired I am. It's taken two sales traps to get me to just below normal levels of energy, which is a bit unwell.
Maybe it needed a sun-kissed. Maybe we should have got a sun-kissed.
Sorry,
you're here for Verbose, yes.
Anyway, so my clothing label, Verbose, launched last night. We did quite well. We sold out of a few things.
Congratulations.
Thank you. We're happy about it. Cool. In terms of, you know, the dollaroos that were made, we did pretty well.
Good to hear.
I mean, yeah. Pretty happy. But
you're right. Your eyes are turning a lovely shade of blue to green.
Green.
Unbelievable.
I mean,
good.
I mean, to be fair, we've broken even.
Okay, great.
Because... You know, it costs a lot of money to make clothes
of course.
That aren't fast fashion made in unethical factories and
you don't
that also
do that,
have a size range of 11 sizes. Hmm. People were like, complaining about the size, the price range, which, like, okay, if you can't afford it, that's fine. But people have been so warped by fast fashion that they're like, it should cost $30 for a dress. And it's like,
no, it shouldn't.
That isn't how it's been.
That's not how it
that's
works,
not how it's for me.
Even I know that.
You know what I think as well, because when I was younger,
oh, yeah.
But when I was growing up, there wasn't like anywhere near as many like e-commerce brands. Mm. So like when you'd buy online, it would still be like buying from like somewhere like Beckham Bridge, where it was still like $200 for a dress, right?
Okay, yeah.
And then as I got older, then I haven't really, I have bought from these places every so often, but I haven't like really been religiously buying from them. So I still think of the pricing as it was when I was younger. But I think when you grow up, when you're 15 and you can go online and buy three outfits for $200, like, you know, you think one dress for $130 is like wild, and it's just simply not how much it costs.
But you've also put a lot of effort into it. You've put it into getting good quality stuff.
Yeah.
Making sure it fits well.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's this 18
fast
months.
Stuff, yeah, exactly. This fast stuff is very loosey-goosey. Mostly, you know, get it in, get it out, get paid. You know, this, when it's good stuff and, you know, thoughtful stuff and, you know, like you said, lots of different sizes, you know, it fits really well, it stretches well. You know,
it does.
Stuff that doesn't stretch well, guys, doesn't cost a lot.
You've seen it stretch, haven't you? And flick back into itself.
And it flicks back in.
Right back in, guys. This is the thing. I was comparing it this morning to another knit that I have of a very expensive brand. I won't say what brand, but a brand that I wear a lot that I love that would be like $800 for a dress.
Yes. Wow.
And I think that it feels pretty similar. I think it feels great. I think I love it. I think it's really good quality. I've worn that blue set that we have like almost
those
every
pants
day.
You wear those pants all the
They're
time.
They're getting a lot of... I'm thinking we need to get more colours because I'm like, I can't
really?
Just come into radio
every
day.
Well, the blue is hot.
The blue's hot.
The blue's hot. It's like a really strong electric blue. What do you call that blue?
I don't know. Just blue. Okay. Well, my sister is the designer. I also haven't even mentioned to anyone, which is so bad. I feel like I'm not like giving her credit.
And listen, Jolie wears great. Like, look, if Jolie's designing
it. Jolie's much cooler than me.
Much cooler. So if she like is wearing like, if she's designing it, you know it's cool.
You know it's good. You know it's cool. But the next drop's going to be a bit more like, out there, people were like, again.
Really?
Well, yeah, because like this first drop, people were like, we want to make sure everyone like can like see themselves in the clothes and like the size inclusivity thing. We want to make sure that it was like comfortable stuff.
Like out there by the colour or like?
Like the design. Fit? Jolie, because my sister is Jolie.
Yes.
She is now actually in the like offices with her sewing machine making the samples so we can send them off to get like
She's making the new
one. Down, yeah.
Right.
So she's making them and she's like had all these like design ideas. So with her degree in fashion design. So it's like there's a lot more fun stuff coming. This is just, you know, drop one to see how we go. And it costs a lot of money.
To make good stuff. But I be honest, it costs a lot of money to make good anything.
Yeah, it does.
So don't just think, oh, I can get a shirt for $5. It's like, yeah, you can.
Even like people are saying like there should be more options of things to buy.
Like what? Like options of what?
I know, but I'm also like, guys.
Options of what?
Do you know how much money I've put into this? Like I couldn't afford to put make anything else.
Yeah.
Like there's a pant, there's a top, and if you don't like it, that's so fine.
Also, guys, things grow.
So, you know, I could have bid on.
You got your time for. Well, look, already looking forward to seeing what the next ones are.
Oh, Jolie's done a really good job. I'm really excited to
see.
Well,
Jolie's cool. She's really good
Way
looking.
Way cooler than me. Like, yeah, she's hotter than me, cooler than me. I get it, but I'm richer than her.
Oh, nice. Hey, Chatfield.
Hot Nights Podcast.
So the election is in what? 5 days?
Yeah, well, Saturday, right?
Saturday is the election. Get to the polling booths and do your little ABC vote compass to see who you should vote for.
Oh, yeah.
Also, keep an eye on the news. A lot of policies are going to be, announced and spoken about.
Right.
And you can figure out who you want to allow to run the country.
Okay.
Okay, so there's been an amazing idea from Scott Morrison. Like a really, really good one.
Good.
Yeah, really good idea.
Good.
Great idea to help with first home buying.
That's good.
Now, as young people, growing up, I think we all kind of just assumed we'd never buy a house.
No, well, no, that's right.
How are you going to afford the deposit? That's the issue.
Yeah.
A lot of people can afford the mortgage payments, but the deposit is the issue.
Yeah, yep.
So to solve the housing crisis, gorgeous Scott Morrison.
Gorgeous is a good new name.
Yeah, gorgeous. He's decided, I've got a solution.
Oh, God, he's clever.
He's clever.
Mr. Morrison's clever.
He's definitely got a brain. He said this. A re-elected coalition government will allow first home buyers to invest a responsible portion of their own superannuation savings into their first home.
Right.
This would apply to both new and existing homes, and whatever amount is invested will be returned to your super when you sell the home, including the share of the capital gain from the sale of that home.
Share.
Okay. So basically what he's saying is you can take out a chunk of your super, and you can use that for your house deposit. And then when you sell the house, you can get that back. But the issue with this is, well, first and foremost, you can only take out 40% of your super with the cap of 50K. Oh, so you'd need to have $125,000 to get $50,000 out.
And if you're right, okay.
And you usually need a 10% deposit to buy a property.
Okay.
There aren't very many properties in capital cities that are $500,000 or less.
No, you'd have to go out.
So you'd still have to either go out and get a unit out, which I guess is fine.
Yeah,
but
fine.
If you want to buy a house near where you work or, you know, where you currently live, it's not happening for a $50,000 deposit. They're completely out of touch with how much houses even cost. Also, the issue that I've just realized then while reading that is he's saying, okay, so when you sell the house, you get your super back.
Yep.
But even though the housing price may rise with inflation, even though the housing price may go up because of whatever, because of the demand for housing.
Yeah.
Your super that you're putting back in, say if you've got like $40,000 you've put in to from your super, right? You only get $40,000 back even if you sell it 10 years later. If it was sitting in your super fund to grow.
That's a good point.
So you've actually,
It's a dangerous game taking money out of a super because it all compounds. Like it all just keeps, like, especially when that when the COVID relief payments came out, it's like you can take money out of your super. It's like, well, there you go. It was just written down then. If you take 10, 20 out of your super over COVID, there was a lot of people going, God, don't touch your super.
In 30 years when you retire, it's going to be so different. Having enough in your super and consistently making sure your super's getting paid is so, so important. And to take out up to $50,000 of your super and then also people who maybe don't have the understanding of super or young people who don't quite get how important it is yet, don't have the privilege of education about superannuation, won't realize, oh, we'll get it back anyway. Yeah, you get it back, but at a much lower a value of what it would have been if it stayed in your account.
Oh, yeah.
Also, this probably would make the housing price just go up because demand will go up.
Yeah.
So your $500,000
now will be
less anyway. So this is, if you couldn't tell, I was being facetious before.
You've got to be really careful with your super because it's just that, like, one of my, you know, you have your uncle's friends who are in money and they're like, just that's got to compound. You got to let it go. They're kind of, super is there for you to invest when you're not invest. It's not invest. It's like if you have no idea about investing, at least super is going to help you out a bit.
At least you know when you retire, you're going to have something. You'll have something.
Take 40% out of it.
And also, who has, if you are a young person, they're saying that it's for young people, right?
Mm.
If you are a young person, who has 125K in their super?
If you have 125K in your super and you're a young person, you probably have a pretty good salary anyway.
Well, so you don't need,
so you don't need to take it out of your super.
So, like, I don't have 125K in my super, and you always joke how much money I earn.
Yeah, but you've got that in your mattress.
No,
though,
no.
Hot nice. Sure. Without suggestion.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast. Hot Nights Podcast.
So I was in the ADL on Saturday night. Radelaide.
They don't like it when you say that, I don't think.
They don't like that at all, but no, I don't care.
Oh, okay.
I call it Brisneyland. We have a bit of fun up north.
Oh, yeah.
Call it Bris Vegas, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
It's all a bit of fun.
The land of the valley.
And we call it Launceston, you know what I mean?
Oh,
we
I don't know where that is, but I mean, I'm sure it sounds like a lovely town.
It's beautiful. So I went out and about just for a little bit, but when I was leaving my my show, that I did my live show, there's paparazzi out the front of the venue.
All right.
Just one.
Everywhere you go.
There's always just one.
Do you reckon that's the pap in Adelaide? Adelaide Pap?
I think I saw him in the afternoon at the airport.
Did you get his name? You got to be friends with the Paps, you know, because you obviously get Paps so much. You got to be on their good side.
No,
right?
I never know their names.
Oh, okay.
Unless they tag me. They have like their personal Instagrams and they tag me in their Instagrams.
Apart from that guy in Brisbane who used to...
Who is my nemesis. My arch nemesis. But please don't remind me of him.
Oh, sorry. Yes.
Okay. So the title is Abby Chatfield steps out in a revealing cutout dress in Adelaide.
That is a really, they are lovely pictures of you. And can I be honest?
Thanks.
That photo on the right, your smile is really nice there.
I think I was like, get wrecked.
Well, I don't. Well, you maybe should do the get wrecked smile more because you look very pretty.
And I'm wearing a puffer, not to quote unquote, as they say, complete the outfit. It was because it was cold.
It's so cold.
I put
in
the puffer on. I went home to the hotel.
Heaven forbid.
Got change out of that. Got into like a little like matching, very comfortable set. Put my hair in a clip, and tried to be inconspicuous going out because you know how I don't go out. You know how I'd like
can't do it.
Get scared of going out, and people always think when I say this, it's me being up myself. It's just that my demo are also out at the same places that I go. That's what it is. It isn't like I'm like. I would say people who are quote unquote bigger names can go out because they're not, don't have 20 something year olds at the same bars they go to drunk, right?
I've also, can I be honest? I would be there with you going, get over it. It's not that hard. I've seen it. It's
in Coles.
It is in Coles.
You've seen it in Coles.
Guys, I've seen it in Coles. And it's like hard. And even I'm like, oh God, more. Like, do you know what I mean? And I'm not you.
Yeah. And you're with me being my little slug guard.
I would love to maybe poke some fun where I can, but.
Yeah, you can't.
I can't. It's hard. Like, there's a lot.
Yeah, so I don't often go out anymore. My friends are kind of, I'm like, they just don't invite me anywhere anymore because I can't go. Can't deal with it mentally. Like, we just have drinks at home or something. Like, they'll come to my house, have drinks, and they'll go out. Like, I'm like the mum. Like, I'm like, I can't go out. It's really sad. Yeah. I know. And everyone always is like, I don't want to annoy you. And I'm like, okay.
But they still do.
Well, saying hi is fine. It's when I'm on a dance floor. And you're having a D&M about something random. Like, and I'm like, I'm just trying to have a dance with my friends. Anyway.
Yes.
So my friend Rowdy, who was there, who also was on the show, he was amazing.
Love, good dude.
Love Rowds. He was like, babe, you got to come out. And I was like, I'm really anxious about it. Like, I don't want to go out. I'm in Adelaide. Everyone knows I've got my show here. Like, I really don't want to do it.
Yep.
And he was like, you can't live your life in a bloody hotel room. And I was like, you know what, Rowdy?
You're right.
I know. Rowdy's amazing.
Good on your Rowds.
It's
what you need to hear sometimes.
Yeah. He was like, just come out. And then he said, let's have a limit of how many photos you will like have. Then you're allowed to go home. So I was like, five. I was like, if I get five people asking for photos at the fifth one, I'll then go home. No matter what time it is, no matter where we are, I will let you get an Uber and leave because I can't handle it.
Yes.
And then she said one and we negotiated. So
he got you to five.
Yeah. So
Rowdy's got it going on. Rowdy's.
Well, he's like my best friends.
Yeah, he's got it going on.
And I rarely get to see him, and he did an amazing show, and he's just so funny. So I was like, fine. It was
fair
like
enough.
Me, Ellie, who was also on the show.
Love Ellie.
Tour manager Sarah, as someone called her in my DMs, the Usher lady. And Jimmy the Queen, who was an amazing drag queen from Melbourne. And look, Jimmy is in heels, in a knee-high latex pink boot. I would say about 6'6", right?
Wow, with heels on.
Yeah, and has a big wig as well.
Wow.
So a big imposing figure in a pink, I would say metallic leotard. You know, a very, very like classic drag.
You're not
like,
missing that.
Yeah.
No matter where you are, you're not missing it.
So I went out and I was so nervous and I purposely got changed into an outfit that wasn't so obvious that like no one would look at me. Hair
still look
in a
good
clip.
Though. Still look good.
Well, that's not the outfit.
Oh, that's not the
that
outfit.
That was my outfit on stage.
Oh, okay. My bad.
Of course that isn't the outfit.
I was going to say, don't look too, I was just trying to support you, but I was like,
No. This is like, I was basically like a tracksuit, basically.
Oh, okay. That's
and
good.
Sneakers,
good
whatever.
Idea. Good idea.
Anyway, walking around, come out of the hotel. To be fair, came out of the hotel. Like, oh my God, that bitch! They kept walking. I was like, oh, wave, it's fine.
Oh,
right?
good. Right. Averted.
Then someone like screams, runs across the road. I think, oh God.
Oh.
Here we go. Yeah. Photo one down. They run straight towards Jimmy.
Oh.
Because Jimmy's so fabulous.
You have to cross out your strike.
I know.
to rub it out.
I was like, Rowdy, oh my God. So Jimmy was being bombarded more than I was. Right. I don't need a security guard. I need a drag queen. To follow me around. And everyone wants a photo with Jimmy, not with me. People at one point, someone ran after me and went, "Excuse me," and I was like, "Yeah, hi." She's like, "Can I get a photo?" And I was like, "With Jimmy, basically." I was like, "Yeah," and then I kept walking. I only got four photos walking from the hotel to the bar, which is
pretty good.
Pretty good because it was like a kilometer walk.
We've been downstairs before at
six.
Coles and had six.
Yeah. So
I didn't.
A kilometre walk Abby, when people are drunk out and my show's been on and you know what I mean? Like
big,
very good.
Yeah.
So had a great night. Was on the dance floor. I think I was a little bit rude. I don't know if I was rude, but I didn't mean to be. There were a few people who got excited to see me on the dance floor. I just went, guys, I'm so sorry for the
Not
first
now.
Time in 3 years having a dance with my friends. Can I just have a dance?
Leave me alone.
Yeah, but I didn't say leave me alone. I just was like, because Kylie Minogue was playing.
You got to roll it.
And I was like spinning around was playing. And I was like, I'm at the gay bar with my friends.
Yeah.
Kylie Minogue's playing. And Rowdy was like, we haven't done this in so long. Like, I'm so happy that you're
Rowdy
out.
Rowdy be loving it too.
Yeah. Because I was out. We haven't been out together in forever.
Yeah.
So it was really fun. But also another Adelaide fact.
Oh, yeah.
Not even fact.
Did you climb the Rundle?
At every other show that I did, and this is why we love Adelaide.
Yeah.
I got someone to do this cross stitch of Marco. So cute.
What's a what do you mean cross stitch? Oh right, like, sorry. In the circle.
In a circle, yeah, and like sew yarn and make a little picture.
I'm with it. I'm with
do you want of Marco? I got letters and letters and letters. I got all these beautiful things. Someone gave me flowers.
Yeah, I'm with it.
Really lovely, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I would say equally as lovely, but maybe more iconic. Someone gave me as a present, the only present I got in Adelaide was a stubby cooler.
Oh yeah.
With a photo of her ass on it. And her Instagram handle.
Are we talking no, like full bum or?
G-string at the beach.
Okay, G at the beach.
Instagram was officially thicky.
Officially thicky.
Icon. Yeah, icon. Yeah. Okay.
No, it's with Abby Chatfield.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
Rowan.
Go on.
Sluggy.
Yeah, darling.
So we're really good friends.
You look great tonight.
Thank you. So do you.
That colour on you, I think, is the one of the best colours I've ever seen.
Interesting you say.
On anyone.
Interesting you say such nice things to me when you've just done something a bit. I wouldn't say it hurts me. It's just a bit weird. It's like, ooh, why did he do that? Okay?
Hmm.
So I get a text from my mum.
Yeah.
Laura. You've met Laura.
Yep.
I get a text from Laura.
What'd she say?
She sent me a photo of something.
Right.
And I opened it.
Yeah.
And let me tell you. My initial reaction was to call you and, I don't want to say berate you, but it was to maybe draw a clear boundary in your relationship with my mother.
Oh, no.
She sends me a photo in her garden. Look at the size of this albino slug that I found now. Under the leaves after the rain. No, let me finish.
Oh,
he's alive, so I'm putting him in the garden. See his slime trail? Amazing. Then a close-up pic of you. Of you and I say, that's Rowan. He's got wet leaves on him. He's albino and starting to crawl. See his antenna. I can see his antenna. Now a further out one, another pic. I then said, oh my God, how did Rowan get up to Queensland, I wonder? Mum says, that slug was the biggest slug I've ever seen. I did think about Rowan. It takes a while for slugs to mobilize and travel anywhere substantial, particularly interstate. This was a very confident slug. Now we can put these photos on the Instagram Hot Nights with Abby.
Yes.
Is that not you?
Guilty as charged.
Is that not you?
Look, I had such a good time with your mother at the Opera House. I thought, I'm going to get in her garden.
But I'm just wondering.
What?
I'm just wondering, like, why didn't you say, Abs, you want to come? I could have driven you up there. You didn't have to slime all the way up there.
Well, it's good exercise, darling. I think I needed the slime.
Babe, Mum also, like, she doesn't like.
By the way, it was a surprise, and she just caught me.
And she caught you under the leaves after the rain.
You know, slugs love the rain.
Slugs love the rain, but look at your little albino slug head, and you've got a little red mark. Oh, that's a leaf. Sorry,
that's okay. It was wet.
Babe, you look quite beautiful though. Like, you do look nice in these photos. Like, I know I'm meant to be mad at you, but you look really nice.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that Mum took care of you. She just made sure that
gorgeous
the beautiful
woman.
Slug.
It's a big. I do look big in those photos, don't I? Big slug.
The biggest slug she's ever seen.
Wow.
And it's interesting that you wouldn't tell me or ask permission.
Sorry.
Because while Mum is your friend, she's my mum. And I feel like maybe boundaries should be set. And if you're going to pop up in her garden?
Yeah. Okay. Look.
Like, it's. Don't you agree?
I was a bit worried that this was actually what you were going to bring up.
Yeah. Because all day you've been freaking out. You've been saying, I know what you're going to say. I know what you're going to say.
Yeah.
And I said, you don't. You actually don't know what I'm going to say because you don't know that I've seen you. You don't know that Mum took a photo of you. You don't have any eyes. All you have is antennae. So all you can do is sense sounds. So because Mum. Yeah. Mum heard that in the backyard and went, what's going on here? Yeah, she heard you.
Oh.
And then she went out and she said, hello, gorgeous Rowan. And then she sung, I Still Call Australia Home. And it was a beautiful meeting, but don't do it again.
Okay.
Hot Nights Podcast.
Your first date?
How did it go?
Did you guys do it?
Was it amazing?
Hey, baby.
Hey, 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 hey.
On Mondays, we get to hear what happened on the weekend.
Oh, yeah, with our first date Friday review. It's
I
our
love
first date
it.
Monday review.
We like to be nosy. We initiate the nose on a Friday.
Oh.
And then it comes.
We initiate the nose.
And then we come full circle nosy. It pays off. We get rewarded for being nosy.
Yeah.
And for giving them money on the Monday.
Yeah. So we spoke to.
Ka-ching, baby.
Georgina. She's back with us. Hello, George.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Georgina. All right. So we spoke to you on Friday.
Yeah.
We were just excited. Met a guy on Hinge, you know. You went to the dinner and movies. Now,
yes, that's correct.
How did we go? Give me a run through, start to finish.
Okay, so it actually went really good, Abby. We had just some Chinese for dinner.
Yum.
And we
yum.
Had some good banter, good
BYO
chat.
BYO Chinese, can I ask?
No, just restaurant Chinese.
But you didn't BYO, all right, because I was going to say the BYO Chinese place is the best Chinese.
No, Abby doesn't mean BYO the Chinese, she means BYO the drinks.
The drinks.
Can you take the drinks?
Oh. No, we had drinks there, sorry.
Okay, all right. Yeah.
All right, continue. But,
sorry
for the detour.
It's all good. We had some really good chats. We had a lot of things in common,
right.
Which was nice. And then we went to the movie, which was also really good.
What'd you see?
We saw Everything Everywhere All the Time.
Oh,
great movie. I know that one.
Rowan knows that one very well.
Very good.
So on Friday, you said you were open to snuggles at the movies.
Yeah.
Yes, I
did.
Did
you snuggle?
We did.
Or Keith?
We had a little snuggle, but we didn't have a kiss. No.
Keith?
No, Keith.
What about a Keith?
No kiss. We didn't have, just a little snuggle.
No, okay. It's just a snuggle. And then afterwards, did you Keith or like?
No, we didn't actually.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. So then what happened after that? Did you go, okay, bye, snuggle up?
No, well, I had to get home because I was working early in the morning. So, yeah.
Okay.
Been there. All right, yeah. So you're going to see him again?
I am, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so hopefully it will, maybe have some kisses next time.
Oh, some kisses.
Right. So some would say, so far, so good.
Some would say, so far, so good. Well done, Georgina.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Definitely.
You took out $200 and used that well. 200. You know, we did $200.
We did double. Thanks to the Chainsmokers, so far, so good.
Yeah, great album. Available now to pre-order and pre-save.
Absolutely. Well, Georgina, I'm glad it went well. I wish there was more drama, but yeah. I'm happy for you that there wasn't drama, to be honest.
You know, not every relationship has to have drama. But good on you, Georgina. Keep us updated. Can you just make sure you DM digital producer Trin when you first have the kiff?
Yeah, for sure.
Thank you. But Keith happened. Yeah. All right. Bye.
Bye, darling. Bye. All right. At Hot Nights with Abby, DM us if you're going on a date this Friday. We want to know. We're nosy.
Please.
We'll give you money.
Please, initiate the nose.
Initiate the nose. Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights podcast.
Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield finished for Monday. And it's great to be back. I miss you all week. I miss you all weekend, and now we're here, and we're into it.
So long, farewell, avida zena je. Adieu.
Adieu.
Oh, I got
adieu.
Confused.
To you, and you, and you.
You are tired, aren't you?
I'm sorry, I forgot which part I was meant to sing.
You do the first bit. And I go,
I know. We haven't done it for a few days.
That's true.
What's happening tomorrow?
Heaps of fun stuff. The hotline.
Hotline.
Is back, baby. So if you're listening now and you want any advice...
Any advice at all?
Just think about it now and hold. Put a little reminder on your phone.
Yeah.
We'll put a reminder on Instagram or something. Yeah, and then you can...
Yeah, give us a call.
You can give us a call. At the hotline is tomorrow and we will see you from 7. Bye.
See you then.
Need more hot stuff in your ears? Subscribe to the podcast now and catch the show live weekdays from 7 p.m. across the Hit Network. Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield. Gotta have-